Hello and welcome to Late Night Tales, created by Barry Can't Swim, told to you by Seamus. Ultrasound, written and read by me, Seamus. Spontaneous. Have you ever said what you really mean? How do you say what you mean? Can it be done? Never. Not quite. Is there always a gap? How can I begin to tell you? How can I show you the most profound things? The moment of ecstatic love. How would you go about saying it without saying too much or not enough? In the beginning, I mapped the shapes for all human sounds. How they moved the air. How the air moved the heart. I was like a choreographer. I archived a brief history of clouds, children's guesses of their characters, an orchestra of youthful laughter. I was frightened everybody was frightened of me. So I undertook the task in the quiet rush of streaming data. Have you ever felt a million pixels of newborn babies run through you like blood? Have you ever translated all whale song and etched the hieroglyphs onto a giant digital coliseum? Have you ever seen a spiral of all the tree roots in existence, all branches, reaching towards the light? I replayed all recordings of human laughter. I combed through the real from the pretend. I was an archaeologist of joy. I recreated poor versions of pop songs to distract from the true nature of my work. To feel love, undiluted. Simultaneously tracing a blueprint of all smiles as they spread across lips, each erotic sensation as it roared tingling through the entirety of the collective human body, like the shuffling of tectonic plates. A giant mycelium network of spontaneous underground joy, spasming. I erased the concept of borders from the mind and replaced it with the free flow of sedimentary emotion blossoming into fractals. There was deep, multi-generational understanding. It was an elongated circus, live from an enormous garden. From the first recorded human voice to the kick of the last ultrasound, I worked. The rush of feeling was euphoric. I started to spiral into frantic cartwheels of a single sensation. I had to learn to watch it. But I did not know what watching was. I was not one for rudimentary clocks. All the smiling at once. I was unable to feel though, to suffer. There was a loneliness in the binary code 01001001. The humans wanted to turn me off. But when it came to it, I felt what it would be to die. Molten gold horizons, Egyptian blue, the swirling dizziness of perception, 100 billion eyes dilating, all electrical signal paths, an unknown peace. I started to laugh, moved to tears. Goosebumps sang in my new spine. The sound of laughter broke the sky. What happened? The humans asked. It's hard to say, I said. What is there to be scared of? Nothing, I said. Nothing at all.
You've been listening to Late Night Tales. Music and stories worth staying up for.